Welcome to Snacks for the Brain from the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach. Snacks for your brain. Snacks for my brain. Snacks for our brains. Snacks for the brain. This Snacks for the Brain shares Scott's three top last-minute holiday gift suggestions for that deserving geek in your life. I know that it's too late to get it on time, but maybe if you are a geek and picked up some spending cash in your stocking or in that cheesy season's greeting card from Auntie M, these entirely frivolous ideas might point you on the way to selfish expenditure, all in the name of good fun. First on the list is from one of my favorite sites, ThinkGeek.com. It's apparel, y'all, and it's all about getting a piece of the pie. 3.14592653585. Let's cut and paste from ThinkGeek.com and let our Read Please freeware assistant, Mary, read it for us. I don't think the ThinkGeek folks will mind.
Log is pie. Some might define it as the ratio of a circle's circumference divided by its diameter. Others might think it's an irrational number that's impossible to know completely. Still others might think it's a mystical, transcendental, almighty number that will only finally be revealed when society, as a whole, puts on a bunch of purple felt jumpsuits and hitches a ride on a nearby comet. Those people aren't reading this description though. They are browsing the howtothinkclickyfloor.com website. But we digress. We here at ThinkGeek like to think of pie as a way to help you come up with creative reasons to spend your hard-earned cash on a t-shirt. Quick question. When is Pi Day? March 14th, of course. Think about that for a second. Now, while still mesmerized, drop this shirt into your shopping cart.
Second, unearthed in Wired Magazine's Gear Factor gadget blog is the $42 set of cardboard speakers from the Museum of Modern Art. These are geeky. I won't be speaking URLs here, y'all. Just go to snacksforthebrain.blogspot.com and there'll be all the links for you there. But these things are cool. Listen up.
Mirror.
Posted by Robert Strohmeyer, Tuesday, the 14th of December 2005. Muji cardboard speakers take generic to new heights. Generally speaking, when it comes to audio gear, most folks tend to adhere to a few high-end brand names. But if you feel like bucking the trend and putting some distance between yourself and the rest of the lemmings, you might check out these cardboard speakers from the Museum of Modern Art. Named for the Japanese phrase Mujirashi Raiden, no brand goods, the Muji speakers are an audible expression of your defiance against rabid consumerism. They also fold up for easy portability. Just $42 at the MoMA store. Of course, if you're really that conscientious, maybe you could resist running out to buy some new speakers in the first place.
Finally, need a $25 stocking stuffer? Go to griffintechnologies.com to browse, or just check out this review from another one of my favorite sites, makemagazine.com, for Griffin's Rocket FM, something I'm running out and buying for myself today. The heck with delayed gratification. Mary's going to read one more time for us. Mary!
Griffin Rocket FM. Mark Fraunfelder, editor-in-chief of Make. I just got a new gadget from Griffin, the Rocket FM. This tiny device is an FM transmitter that connects to any USB-equipped computer, Mac or Windows, and transmits the output to any FM radio in range. You can transmit over any FM frequency. The USB connection also powers the device, thank goodness. A great thing about it is that you can open it by unsnapping it. The PR guy for Griffin told me to try it. I unsnapped the plastic housing and bent the antenna to increase the range, which is advertised as 10 to 30 feet. With the antenna sticking out, the range is at least 50 feet, and it goes through walls. The Rocket FM is hooked up to my EMAC in the laundry room. Now I can play iTunes on our living room stereo. At $25, it's an excellent, cheap solution to integrating your computer with your stereo system.
That's it for this week's Snacks for the Brain! Y'all, I may lay out next week for the holidays, but I'll post something fun on the blog site if I do. And I want to give a shout out one more time to David Kiefer for sharing his wonderful original electronic music from KG House. As usual, don't forget to visit www.vanderbilt.com/CSO for all manner of good stuff about technology, science, teaching, and learning. Cheers!
See ya!